Standing by the cross of Jesus was his mother. Where else could she be except standing beside her son? Yet standing there, she surely felt so powerless. Powerless to move, powerless to free herself from this pain, powerless to do anything to change it. She was powerless as her son was powerless. His hands and his feet fixed to the wood, his strength spent. And yet, somehow, he is in control of everything. Even as he is made powerless, he says, "No one takes my life from me. I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again." At the cross, his mother shared in her son's powerlessness, and she also shared in his power. Those who fled, who ran away from the Lord in his suffering, they were the ones who were overpowered by their concern for themselves. But then there were those who stayed. They became powerless with the Lord, and yet they wielded the true power. They wielded the power to love, the power that comes from the cross by which they stood. And Jesus said, "Woman, behold your son." In a sense, that's all she could do. She could not do anything but look at her son as he hung there, dying before her eyes. But that's also everything that she could possibly want, to behold her son as he proved his power to love us to the end. Woman, behold your son. Woman, behold not only me, but this son too, the one I love. Behold, see the fruit of our powerless struggle. Behold, he is no longer just a disciple. He is your son. You have given birth to him at this very moment. See how powerful you are, woman, to stand here by my cross. Stay here, woman, my mother, and share my victory. Woman, behold your son. Son, behold your mother. Behold the one who has made herself powerless with me to bring you to life. Behold, my cross has become the tree of life, and the new Eve has tasted its fruit. Come, my son, share the fruit from my tree. Behold, you are part of this family now. Behold, she is not just my mother, but she is truly yours as well. Son, stand by her, just as you've stood by me. Son, I want you to stand by my cross, not just today, but whenever and wherever she feels its pain. Do not be afraid to make yourself powerless by her side. Stay there with her, and you will share in her power and in mine. After this, Jesus was aware that everything was now finished. This moment is the perfection of Jesus's love. Everything was now finished. Everything now perfected. In this love of mother and son, all the powers of the world, even the powers of death and Satan and hell, are no match for the power of this love poured out at the foot of the cross. O Mary, our mother, bring us to the foot of the cross with you. Lead us back to the foot of the cross, however many times we have tried to run away. Help us to stay here with you. and with each of our brothers and sisters who are suffering, even as we feel powerless. Show us again the power of your Son, who died to cast out our sins, who died to bring us to life, who died to make you our mother and to make us your children.